Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, and this is Lilydale Radio. So happy you're listening and watching today. We are going to have a great time, as usual. And I'm a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world. I'm also a certified spiritual life coach, and as a life coach, I help people take action to create their dreams and to do whatever it is they want to do to live a good life. And we are, the Lilydale Assembly book has come out. If you go to lilydaleassembly.org, you can get all of the information for the summer program. It's right there. It's easy to find, and you can see everything. You can go to my website, and you can see some things on my website as well, ColleenVanderZijden.com or PsychicMediumColleen.com, if that's easier to spell. You can do that. Hi, Karen. Thanks for watching. I am wearing my glasses today because tomorrow I'm having eye surgery, so I have to wear my glasses. And it's most irritating because I'm not used to seeing things with my glasses, and my eye is kind of bad, so I can't see things anyway. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time watching me struggling with my glasses this evening. So I did want to talk about the Lilydale book. Here is the book, A Vision for the Future. Okay, so this is the book where you can pick it up at Lilydale, or you can have them mail it to you, whatever you'd like to do. And in the book, it lists everything that's happening this summer. It has all of the special events right on the inside cover as well as on the back cover. And you can see everybody who's coming. And I will tell you, but I have to remove my glasses to do so. So we have Mavis Patilla is coming, and she is a medium, an amazing medium from England. So she is somebody you definitely want to study with if you can. Simon James and Brian Robinson. Simon James and Brian Robinson. Now, those two, I'm actually going to be studying with them in the second week in May. I'm going to Virginia, and I'm going to study with them, so that will be fun. They're from Canada, and I think maybe originally from England. So they'll be there. Michelle Whitedove is coming. Lisa Williams, of course, and Lisa is the vice president of Lilydale Assembly, and Lisa's an amazing person. She travels all over the world doing workshops on mediumship, and she has done so much for Lilydale just by being there and getting things done. She's the one that created the book. She does the website and everything. I don't know how she has the time, but she's amazing. And on top of that, she's a phenomenal medium as well. We also have the monks coming right at the opening weekend, which is June 30th. So you can, if you want one of these books, you can contact Lilydale Assembly. And I think you can just do it online. So lilydaleassembly.org, and you can get one of these. They'll mail it to you. And in the back, we have a listing of all the registered mediums. So if you're thinking about making an appointment for the summer, you can start doing that. I'm actually making lots of appointments now. People are calling me every day and emailing me every day to make appointments for the summer. So on the back, you can find out who all registered mediums are, and you can also find that online. And just go with whatever one feels right to you. It's funny because there are so many. I think there's 54 or 55 mediums at Lilydale, and it can be a little bit overwhelming for people sometimes to look at the list and try to figure it out. You can't go to every single person's website because that would take forever. So sometimes people just look at the names and see what name grabs them. I've had people come to me because their name was Colleen, or they just thought my last name was interesting, or they just fell on my lap basically and just showed up at my house. So we never know what's going to happen and how we'll find each other. But I know that I always have the right people coming to me as appointments. So it's wonderful. Hello, Michael. Thanks for coming again and watching the show. In the back, we also have advertisements from the medium, so you can see some of the things that they're doing as well. And maybe that will help, too, if you need to pick one out and you're not sure who to pick. Okay, there's a lot of them there, and there's so many good ones. So definitely consider doing that. So today, I'm going to talk about transforming your negative voice. But first, I was going to talk a little bit more about my week because it was awesome. I got to see John Edward, the medium, psychic medium, John Edward, and he was in Buffalo, I think it was last week, Wednesday. And so I went, and it was amazing to watch him. He was so on, and he was hitting all sorts of really nice evidence and everything. If you ever get a chance, I definitely recommend seeing him. I'm thinking about going to see him again. He's going to be in Cleveland and in Pittsburgh in the next couple of weeks, and I might head over that way just so I can see him again because it was really, it was stunning just to watch him. And that was, I don't know, it's kind of like going to a workshop in a way where you get to watch somebody else do your work. And you, as you know, I've played the violin for, I don't know, 40 whatever years, probably longer than that now. But anyway, I know sitting next to people in an orchestra, if they're really good, it helps me get better in my own playing. And so for me to watch other mediums work is very enlightening, and just to see what they do and stuff. So we still, most of us still go and study with other mediums. Like I told you, I'll be going to visit a couple of them in a couple of weeks and just see what I can learn and see how I can get into that. So if you're just joining in, this is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. And if you watched before, you're probably going, why does she have her glasses on? And I have my glasses on because I'm having eye surgery tomorrow. I'm not nearly as nervous about it as I was last week. So this is good. And I think I'll be fine. I feel pretty good. Hi, Diane. Hi, Barbara. So nice of you to join us. Now, this is an interesting story. If you've watched before, you know about my identity being stolen. Well, my identity was, the day I found out my identity was stolen, was the exact same day I found out I have an eye problem here, and I have a very rare cataract, apparently, which is interesting, but nonetheless, that was the same day I found those things out, and I just found out that my identity has been restored to me, if you will. I have everything back. Everything has been erased. I'm still clarifying with some of the credit bureaus what my address actually is. For some reason, they don't believe me even when I send them proof, so I have to send them more proof, but that's okay because it's protecting me. So that is coming, wrapping up nicely, and I talked a little bit in the past about uncertainty and how, you know, I could have been flipping out about this, what's going to happen, how is it going to work, what if it doesn't work my way, but I had moved into a place where I could just go, you know what, it's going to be fine, not worry about it, and it was fine. Thank God it was fine. And tomorrow I'll be working on the eyes and we'll see how that comes out. I'll let you know next week. We'll have a pretty good idea what's going on. So today I do want to talk about the effect our negative inner voice has on ourselves. When I was growing up, I was on the shyer side, which some people find very hard to believe right now. I now am a totally different person than when I was growing up. I did not like to speak up. I didn't like people to notice me. I didn't want people to look down on me, criticize me, those things. And so many of us have gone through these things, haven't we? So I was on the shyer side. I wouldn't say anything in school, really, in class or anything. And what ended up happening with this, having that belief, these ideas, I just didn't want people to notice me and stuff, is that I ended up developing a bit of a self-critical voice. That I didn't have anything important to say. I didn't have anything that people really wanted to hear. I wasn't willing to take the risk and figure out what I wanted, who I wanted to be, all of those things. And as I grew up and experienced more and more of life, I picked up some more self-critical topics in my head. And I'm sure you have had that experience as well, because what happens when we have this self-critical, negative inner voice, it puts ourselves down and it can affect us in a really huge manner. I call them symptoms of self-critical voice. We have things like, you'll say things to ourselves along the lines of, well, you're so stupid. I can't believe you did that. You're so stupid. Or you might say, you can't do anything right. What were you thinking? I don't know why you thought you could do that. That's a really bad idea. Why did you do that? You shouldn't try to do this, because if you try to do this, somebody's going to criticize you and it's not going to be good. So don't even try. It's not going to work anyway. Don't bother. You know, we have all of these statements that run through our heads, and I'm sure you have some of your own that are right up there too. We move into, you can't do this, you can't do that. We move into, you'll never get this, you don't deserve that, you don't know enough, you'll never be good enough to figure this out. You know, so this voice can really get in your head and can get stuck in there. And it all comes down to the feeling of you're not good enough. For whatever reason, you don't feel good enough. And it doesn't mean you don't feel good enough in everything in your life, okay? It's usually one or two areas. If you went through certain situations, maybe you had some severe work issues and you just couldn't really keep a job that was working for you. And so you started to think, like, I'm never good at working. I'm no good at it. I'll just get fired anyway. When really, maybe you just hadn't found the right job, you know? So it kind of squashes us down. Sometimes people say things to us and we'll say things that we take as a criticism that may or may not be, but we'll do that. And they'll say things and we take it inside and it turns us into believing that we're not good enough as well. And it kind of affirms to us that that's what's happening. Now, I do want to mention again, if you are just joining, this is Lilydale Assembly Radio. So Lilydale Radio, I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, a registered medium there. And you can connect with me at psychicmediumcolleen.com. And you can find out information from Lilydale at lilydaleassembly.org. If you do want to call in tonight, the number is 818-739-8818. And we will be, I will be taking callers. We'll be talking about, we can do a brief mediumship reading. We can talk about problems you have in your life. We can talk about this topic if you'd like to. If you want to talk about problems in your life, I will, in all likelihood, connect in with the spirit, but I might also step into some spiritual life coaching if that feels right to me. So if you want to call in, that's what we're going to be doing. And I'll get back to my little story here, and then we will take some callers. It will be fun. Sometimes what we do is we compare ourselves to others, too, and that can get that voice going. This voice is not a cool voice because it stops us. Oh, my gosh, Anastasia, I'm having surgery tomorrow. That's why. What this voice does is it stops us from moving forward. It stops us from trying things. Have you ever noticed you think you want to do something, but then you don't do it? You wonder if people will be judging you because you're doing something or saying something. It can create doubt in our head as to whether we're good enough. Like, of course, it can create stress and worry and fear, and it makes us feel horrible. And it causes us to doubt who we really are and what we can achieve. It drowns out our positive. This negative voice is pervasive. I don't know if I've ever met anybody who doesn't have one. Some people are very good at handling it and know what to do. And we are going to talk about that, of course, because I'm very practical and I like to give practical advice and information to help you. So there is, some people won't, they don't let it really bother them, but other people just kind of barrel through without letting it really affect them. So they may have the voice, but they just barrel through anyway. The people I find who are most affected by this voice tend to be the ones who are very kind and very caring. They always want to do the right thing for others. They're very loving people. And they would never, ever intentionally want to hurt anybody. They would never want to be mean on purpose, that kind of thing. So it's the more sensitive, loving people that are, I think, this is my belief system, mostly affected by this negative voice. Because we want to do the right things. We want to be responsible, kind, and caring, and all of that. And that voice, now this is an interesting thing. This voice actually can masquerade as excuses, and it covers, it's fear. It's really a fear. We'll develop procrastination, perfectionism, everything that this voice, a negative voice, says to us is fear-based, and it's causing us to do things. The procrastination, the perfectionism is great. I was a perfectionist, and I'll tell you a little bit about that story in a few minutes. I still am a perfectionist, but at least I have it under control, if you ask me. We'll self-sabotage ourselves, and we have excuses, and this all chips away at who we are. Would you, the words, the voices that go in your head, would you say those words to somebody else? You wouldn't, would you? Absolutely not. Thank you. I appreciate that, Barbara. I'll take all the prayers I can get just to keep me not so scared of my surgery. I appreciate that. What would you say those things? You know, in my head sometimes I'm going, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. That was not a great thing to do. Why would you do that? Would I go up to somebody and say, I can't believe you did that. That's a stupid thing to do. I would never do that. But why would I do it to myself? Why do we do that? Why do we think it's okay to be mean to ourselves and say these horrible things to ourselves when we would never say that to another person? You know, why do we put ourselves down? And we've allowed that voice, that negative voice, to become influential and really affect us and impact us, becoming bigger than our positive voice. Now, we have it so frequently. It comes from the past, of course, our experiences and things. Sometimes we think we shouldn't be nice to ourselves. Way back when I was young, we went to Sunday school, and I remember the Sunday school teacher telling us that we shouldn't be proud of ourselves, and we shouldn't be proud of our achievements. And that was probably, I don't know, maybe third or fourth grade, so what is that, 8 or 9 years old? And because she said that we shouldn't be proud of ourselves, I took that to mean that I should not acknowledge the good things about myself, that I should not acknowledge the positives that I do. I shouldn't be proud of anything I do that is good, okay? Now, I know she was probably trying to say not to be braggart and brag about yourself and be smug and egotistical. I think that's what she was aiming for. But I heard what she said, which was don't be proud of yourself. And I took that as that sign of not seeing me for who I am. Now, because of that, I also played the violin. And this is a significant part of this story. As a musician, what we do as teachers, music teachers, is we tell our students what they're doing wrong so that they can fix it. Because why tell them what they're doing right? They're already doing it right, okay? It's probably not the best when I think about it, but it saves time. And so that was what was happening as well. So I'm playing the violin, and not very well, I must say. For the first few years, I was pretty bad. But you always hear what's wrong, how to fix it, how to make it better. We really don't emphasize as music teachers, and probably some other teachers as well, we don't emphasize, oh, you did that so well, that was amazing. Now, of course, as time has gone on, we as teachers have become more aware that we can't always tell people what they're doing wrong. And I can see, you know, even my own teaching, I taught for over 30 years. I fell into that trap for a bit where I would just say, okay, that was good. Let's fix this, because I had to get ready for the next concert, you know. So that also, having that self-critical voice came out of this, always being told what I was doing wrong, and also that I shouldn't be proud of who I am. And I shouldn't be proud of my achievements. And of course, you, if you're watching this as Lilydale, you understand that we are all spiritual beings and we really don't do anything wrong. And we just do the best we can with what we've got. And we want to make sure we recognize the goodness within ourselves. It's so much easier to recognize the goodness in other people that we forget about ourselves and who we are. We just kind of go, yeah, no, we expect more. And as time goes on, we get more aware of this voice. Okay, so that is my intro on this here. And what we're going to do is I'm going to again tell you the telephone number. If you want to call in, it's 818-739-8818, and it should also be at the top of the Facebook Live feed. It should be there. I didn't have to restart it, so it should be there. You can call in if you want a brief mediumship reading, and I'll connect in with Spirit, see what they have to say. You can call in if you want to talk about your self-critical voice and what you've done to get rid of it. I would love to hear your suggestions on that. That would be awesome. And you can also call in if you have some kind of a life problem you want to discuss. In Lilydale, we aren't really big on predictions. However, if I feel something, I will tell you, okay? So I'll let you know what I'm getting. You do with it what you want. I usually will touch in with a spirit first before I go into any kind of predictions. And if they know what you want to talk about, sometimes the right spirit comes in. So something else I was going to tell you. Oh, well, I can't remember. Whatever. So what I'll do is I'll take some callers, and the number, what I'll do is say the last four digits of your phone number, and then if you can tell me your name, where you're calling from, that would be so cool, and then we can go from there. So the first person we are going to take, the number is 1441. 1441. Hold on. Clicking on you. Hello. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. How exciting.
Oh, you are. Yeah, this is cool. And what is your name?
My name is Sylvia. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, awesome. And do you have something in particular you'd like to talk about?
Well, there are a few things going on. Maybe, I don't know, maybe if you connect to someone on the other side, they would guide you or me better.
Okay. I am getting someone coming in from the other side right now, and I'm feeling a lot of stuff happening in my throat area. I'm getting a lot of constriction. I'm not being able to get enough breath. I feel, you know, it's an interesting feeling. It almost feels like food is getting stuck in my throat, okay? And there may be something to that. I don't know if they had some kind of an issue before they passed or what the deal is, but there's something happening there. I'm also getting a pain in the left side of my head, which seems to be a bit significant. And it does feel like a male who is stepping in, and he seems to have made it up to a pretty decent age. You know, we might be in the 70s or even the 80s, like that. Do you recognize somebody like that right now?
Yeah, it's probably my grandfather, yeah. He was intubated before he passed, and, you know, I was in the middle of all that. So I was very aware of what was going on, yeah. I was there with him.
Oh, okay, he had stuff going on in there. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good energy coming in with him because, yeah, he is talking about you actually right away because he's giving me the impression that you're one of those people that is very good in emergency, number one, but you're also very good about trying to keep things moving. You know, you don't want to be stuck in something. You're not much of one for putting up with crap either, are you?
No, I don't think so. No.
I love
and neither
it.
Did he.
I
can't laugh.
That's good. Yeah. It's a great energy because it's the energy of people who take care of things and have them do, you know, you do what you need to do. And there's a certain stubbornness that comes in as well. And I do believe that is for both of you, too. There is a lot of stubbornness. I do like him quite a lot. Did you take some action recently to shift something in your life that was kind of abruptly shifting? Like, did you literally tell somebody to go away or something?
Recently?
Yeah. Because there's a feeling of you basically taking control of your life and saying and making a change, like a huge change. I'm changing this, and that's all there is to it. It's a really abrupt feeling.
I feel like, especially with friends, I feel like I've, you know, I've had it with some of them, and I'm like, oh, you know what, I'm just done. You know, I need to move on to more positive energy, you know, get rid of what doesn't serve me and, you know, have positive, even less is better. If they're more positive, so.
Yeah, sometimes people think that they have to have a whole bunch of friends to have, you know, the best thing, but, you know, just two or three really good ones is an awesome thing. And he's giving me the impression he really likes that you did that because you won't put up with the crap and you're not going to waste your time. There's a feeling of, I only have so much time, and I'm not saying you're leaving soon, okay? But you only have so much time here in the physical, and you want to make the most of it. You don't want to be... You don't want to be wasting it with things that aren't worth it to you. And he's also giving me with that shift, that abrupt shift there. It seems like you're really starting to question your path and where you want to go, who you want to be, which direction you want to go in, because you don't want to waste your time anymore. Are you starting to really look at everything?
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that is exactly
it feels
right.
Like,
I don't know what the rest of my life holds for me. I want to look into other things. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities out there, and we can get stuck in a certain area because we know we've had this job forever and we love this job, and I'm not telling you to quit a job either. But we love our stuff.
No, I'm not.
And
no, no.
Yeah, and we feel like there's something more and there's something missing somehow. And it's the uncertainty of knowing which direction we're going in. But he tells me it doesn't make any difference for you. And this is why, because he says you can handle anything and everything that comes your way. You can handle everything. He has a very high opinion of you. And he tells me that you can do whatever you want to do. And it's going to work out just fine. There's, what is this? I keep wanting to turn right. You know, I don't know what that means, but I want to turn right. And it's a 90-degree turn, and I want to go in a totally different direction. And I'm wondering about your creative side, your more, now, like metaphysical side, too. Are you interested at all in metaphysics?
I actually am, yes.
Okay. And do you do
That's
much
exactly
with that right,
right
now? Are you doing much with it?
Not a whole lot, and that's the question, you know, where should I, you know, I'm a particular age, so I don't have a lot of time, so I want to really hone in on what I need to look into, you know, workshops or getting certified,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure where it is that I need to look.
Okay, because what it feels like, that total right degree turn for me, it feels like you're looking at things from a totally new perspective, and that you want to do something that's totally different than what you've been doing. You want to experience life on a more fulfilling basis, and that draw, the metaphysics for me, it seems to be a big draw because there's so much involved in that, so many different areas you can be in. I'm feeling the energy work with you, and along with that is the, oh gosh, what do they call these things? Like the flower essences. And homeopathy, that's the word I want. That's what it feels like. Have you ever checked into those things?
What was the last thing you said?
Homeopathy.
After flower essences? Oh, no, I don't know what that is.
Okay, so check into those. You might find this interesting because it pops into my head. I don't know a whole lot about, I have some flower essences myself, and my very brief, probably unknowledgeable description will be they take a flower and kind of boil it down, so to speak, but it provides, you can use it in all sorts of different ways, and it can provide strengths in different ways. That's, you really want to look that up and get a better definition than what I just told you. And homeopathy, I think, is very similar, using other things like that. But that, for whatever reason, strikes me as being important to you as related to the energy work. There's, you have a great mind. You're very intelligent. You understand things on a very high level. And this is going to be very good for you to, what do I want to say, integrate this into your life. People want you, the information you're going to share. That was a hard sentence for me to get out there. People want what you're going to be sharing. You have a lot to offer people. And so investigate that and see what you think about that, because that feels so good to me, I must say. And it's a totally new way of looking at things. And somebody online is now mentioning essential oils. Thank you, Joanna. Essential oils might be something, too, to look at. And because there's a relationship here with that kind of thing. And it will be, you know what it is? It's fun to play with. But it's also making a difference to yourself and other people. So check
yeah.
into that and see, because that feels so right to me. Okay?
That sounds awesome. And making a difference is definitely necessary in all this, you know.
It is
in my new life.
And and because we don't want to waste our time. You know, we want to be having fun. We want to be having a good time. And this is something, because it's almost like it's a new purpose for you. So definitely. And this man, this grandfather on the other side, oh, what a lovely man. And he's got your back on this, okay? He wouldn't have thought that stuff was something that was necessarily real or important and all that, you know, because he's kind of practical, but he's very much into it right now, let me tell you. So he sends you so much love, so much love. I'm very much enjoyed talking to him. So, Sylvia, thank you so much for calling. You have fun
exploring
this stuff.
Yes,
you
so
are
exciting,
welcome.
So exciting. Thank you.
Oh, good, because it'll be fun, I'm telling you. Okay.
Wow.
Talk to you sometime.
Yay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You just never know who's going to come in spirit-wise and what we're going to say. I would never have thought I was going to say that. It's amazing. I love it. I love it. And Spirit is amazing. And they on the other side want to be involved in our lives. They want to encourage us and support us. I have only, in my whole career as a medium, I have only met one really, really grumpy medium. Or medium, no, I meant more than that. I mean spirit. Really one grumpy spirit who was just really a jerk. Otherwise, they were fine. I thank you, everybody who's watching on Facebook. And if you are joining in, I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and you're on my Facebook page, which is Colleen van der Zijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. And I would love for you to follow me there. And you can also find me at my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com. And if that's too difficult, we have PsychicMediumColleen.com. And that's a nice, easy little link to get there as well. And this is Lilydale Radio, and on Lilydale Radio, we have four shows for Lilydale. It's all about Lilydale, and my show is called Embracing Your Essence. So it's all about helping you become your best self, recognizing who you truly are, recognizing your spiritual connection, recognizing your connection to spirit, all of that. It's my passion, my purpose is to help people live their best lives as their best selves. And that's what we love to do. So I thank you so much for watching and listening. I'll talk just about, what time do I have? Okay, I have lots of time. Okay, good. I'll talk a little bit more about the negative voice, because I frequently run out of time and don't tell you the part about how to fix that negative voice. And then I will take another caller, and that will be fun, because it's always fun. I like to have fun. So I was talking about self-critical voice and how we get that in our heads and it affects us in everything we do. So how do we break this habit of the self-critical negative voice? How do we break the habit? Number one, awareness. That voice is going in our heads and we don't even know it's in there. We don't pay attention to it consciously. We hear it. We act on it, but we're not consciously aware. We're not choosing to listen to that voice and go, oh, yes, I am stupid. Now I'm going to do this. No, we're not doing that. It's by habit that we react to this voice. So what we want to do is we want to be aware. Why is that voice speaking to you? Before I continue on with that, let me give you the number to call in. It's 818-739-8818. Okay, and it's at the top of this feed on Facebook as well, so you can see it there. And I will get to more callers because I do want to get to a lot of callers tonight as best I can. So this negative voice, why is it there? Why is it in your head? What is it saying? Like, really pay attention. What is it saying? Because what that's going to do is show you what kind of belief you hold. Okay, and it's always going to come back to 99.9% of the time to that feeling that you do not feel good enough. It's usually going to come back there for whatever reason and everything. You'll be holding on to a belief, and that voice is demonstrating that belief. So awareness of what it's saying, and then being willing, of course, to open up and say, okay, this voice is telling me this, but is that true? Is it not true? This voice, now here's a twist for you. This voice is actually trying to protect you. It's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you from being hurt. Isn't that awesome? This voice that is nasty and negative is actually your friend. Ha ha. And it's trying to protect you. It's trying to say to you, oh, you know, you won't get hurt if you do this. So really, it's a nice thing. We just have to shift it a little bit. We're going to transform it and move it into a different kind of voice. It's great. It wants to help you. Awesome, awesome. So listen to it without judging it and without attachment. You know, I went through some dating years, as many of us have, that were horrible. And I would go, I would say, oh, what is wrong with me? You know, what's going on? Why can't I find the right person? What's wrong with me? There obviously is something wrong with me. I just must not be good enough. Maybe I need to change and be somebody else. You know how we'll do that. That's just a horrible thing to do. And hi, Joanne. Hi, and we'll do this all the time. And we get attached to that. But is it true? Is it really true? If you're saying to yourself, oh, I'm so stupid. I can't believe this. I'm so stupid. Are you really stupid? I mean, really. Let's just think about this. Are you stupid? I assume you've graduated from something. You've probably passed some classes. You've taken things. You can read. You can write. You can figure out a computer. I mean, that's amazing in itself, isn't it? You can do all sorts of things. maybe the area you think you're stupid in is you just don't have enough information, or maybe it's just that voice telling you this and you're not stupid at all. You just haven't figured whatever out yet, you know? So what you want to do is listen to the voice, see what it's saying, see what kind of belief it's leading you to become aware of. Awareness is always key for anything in our lives. It's always key. Review your life. Find out those times where you were not whatever it is that voice is telling you. You can be scared. And I talked about this last week on one of my shows. I don't know which show it was. But you can be scared and still move forward. You don't have to let the fear stop you. We can't always get rid of the fear that we have in our lives. Sometimes we just have to jump in and go, you know what, I'm going to do the best I can. God help me. And I'm going to do the best I can and go with it. So don't let that voice stop you from moving forward. You know, just jump in anyway and do whatever it is you want to do. Don't waste your time by letting fear stop you. We don't want to get to the ends of our lives. And as I get older, you know, you start to see it, you know. Went to calling hours yesterday for a friend of mine's mother, another one today for her father. You know, people are dying, you know. And I talk to dead people all the time, and it's awesome. But in the physical, don't we want them to stay a little longer? We don't want to waste a minute. We do not want to waste a minute while we are here. Absolutely not. Okay, I am babbling again. So that means my sign, I need to take a caller. So who are we going to go to? The next number we're going to take, the number is 4510. 4510, that's the last four numbers of your phone number. Okay, let's see if I can manage this.
Hello.
How are you?
What is your name?
I'm good. How are you?
My name's Lisa.
I'm doing very well. Lisa, and how can I help you today?
Well, I had a lot of changes in my life, and more changes are coming, and I'm just wondering, I don't know, I guess I'm just wondering, what am I doing? Help me.
What am I doing? Are you of the thought you would like to know where you're going to end up?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And which direction you want to go in and all of that.
Well, I'm not
okay,
really
so
sure.
What
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do then, I'm going to touch in with the spirit, see who comes in, see what they want to say. I got to take these glasses off. They're just driving me crazy, people. And see what's okay, this is fun. Okay, I've got a man who's stepping in here, and he's telling me he has dentures when he's here in the physical. He gives me the impression of dentures, and I want to take them out of my mouth, and I want to mess with people and, like, scare kids because I don't have my teeth in my mouth. This guy, he's got an interesting sense of humor, which may or may not have been humorous to some people. He does strike me as having passed on a bit on the older side, but there's something else about him that I really am enjoying observing here. He's somebody who is, what do I want to call him? Old school. I want to call him old school. There's certain ways to do things, and there's certain ways things should be coming out. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, interesting. Okay, before I get much further with that, do you have an idea who this man is?
Well, it's got to be an uncle, because I don't remember Grandpa doing that. I'm just trying to think which one, because I just lost my Uncle Dave.
Okay.
And Uncle Orland
okay.
had a sense of humor, too.
Yeah, this guy, he's kind of funny, because I want to take my teeth out, and I want to be, like, scaring the little kids, like, I don't have my teeth in, or taking my teeth and going after people with them. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's a weird sense of humor, but the old school part that comes in, you know, when we were growing up, and I'm assuming you're probably about my age, I don't know if you are or not, but I'm assuming that, that we believed that if we did this and this and this, that our life would turn out this and this and this way. If we took these steps, this would happen. We also grew up in a time where people had one job forever. And so we figure we get a job and all that. People who grew up in that time and people who really like safety and security and want to know what's going to happen find it very hard to deal with uncertainty and the questions of which direction to go in. This man on the other side, he is very practically minded. If we do this, then this will happen. There are advantages to that because it does keep us on the path of our lives. We just keep going. He tells me that you're pretty good about trying to plan ahead yourself, aren't you?
I try.
And I want to be writing with you. And I don't know if I'm writing a list of everything I want to do or if it's something else. Do you write lists a lot?
I'm sorry?
Do you write lists a lot? Well, I want to be writing down things.
No, I keep in my head, but I don't write it down.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That works for me because sometimes I do things when I'm doing a reading and I have to pay attention and see where it's going because I just want to be writing things down. I want the list. It's like a cycle in my head. Do you have that cycle going where you're always thinking, trying to figure out the next move, the next step, the next plan?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's exactly what I do.
That's exactly what you do. That can be tough, can't it? Because we get stuck in our heads sometimes, and we can't get out. We don't know how to get out. It's a cycle, and we get stuck in there. And I don't know if you were listening when I was talking to the last caller. I was talking about making a right-hand turn. He's actually telling you to step outside of that circle, to just make a drastic change. Okay, now, I've said that. That does not mean do something stupid, okay? Anybody listening, watching, that doesn't mean quit your job. It doesn't mean leave your husband. It doesn't mean, you know, but there is a definite feeling of making a change. Maybe we have a theme this evening. We'll see. Making a change and doing something totally different. And within that, because we can't control everything that's happening in our lives. We can't control the circumstances. We can't control the problems. But we can control how we respond to them, of course. And sometimes adding something in our lives that we didn't expect to do shifts everything for us. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm saying when I'm talking. This is fun for me to hear. Because what I want you to do is I want you to decide something that you never thought you wanted to do, and then go and try it. And I'm getting some really strange examples right now. So you see if any of these feel like something you'd even consider. I want to go line dancing. Personally, I will never go line dancing. Though never say never, right? I want to go and, I want to take a workshop. I want to take a class. I want to audit a course at the local college, something that you hadn't really been thinking about, okay? So think about that, because what will happen, and this is what he's telling me, is having something new like that in your life, something you're consciously choosing to do, not something that's being thrown at you, you know, life circumstance, but something you're consciously choosing to do, get you back in the feeling of being in control of your life and get you back in the feeling of you're making the choices. You're making the decisions. You're not allowing something to whack you over the head and knock you down. So you're doing it. So that may be something to consider to move through some of this uncertainty as you get going. He tells me that do you talk to yourself out loud quite a bit?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too. It's okay. I do it all the time. But he was telling me you talk to yourself a lot. You have a running conversation with yourself. And so he wants you to make sure, kind of like what my theme is tonight, that you're paying attention to what you're saying to yourself. Like what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, if it's heading you in the right direction, that kind of thing. I'm actually giving you homework. Isn't this interesting? I'm giving you homework. Pay attention to what you're saying and see how it fits in with what your plan is. There is, there's so much there with him because he gives me such an impression of you as being somebody who is very competent and who is somebody who does make a difference in other people's lives as well. I love talking to people who make a difference. You know, you do what you need to do and you get to it. Okay, you don't like to really waste your time either. And this is excellent. So he gives me the impression you shouldn't, he's just telling you, easier said than done, not to worry about the unknowns and just let it play out. The important part, though, is to make sure you're taking the small action steps yourself. So you take a little step and you see where it takes you because every action is what sets us free. Action gets our everything going, and action is what's creating our lives. So take those little steps and see where you go, because you can always backtrack if you go down the wrong route. But he tells me you rarely go down the wrong route. And if you do, you know how to get right back. You know how to circle around, or you know how to transform whatever's happening into something else. So he has a very high opinion of you. Yes. So the impression he gives me of you is very wonderful. You know, somebody who's very on top of things, very competent, very aware, and that you know what you're doing. Interesting. He says you got to stop worrying.
Trying.
I know. Yeah. I'm with you. And he's with you, though. He's got you, too. He's got your back. So he's going to be helping you. You're doing it. So don't worry so much about how, when, where, all that, but allow it to be. Okay, just allow it to unfold for you, because it will. It will unfold exactly as it's supposed to. I do like his idea about taking a course or a class or something different, something really off the wall that you wouldn't normally do. So just, you know, a one-night thing, you know. So try something like that out and see.
Well, he's trying to tell me to have some fun and walk away from the stressors that I walked into.
Ah, okay. So you know exactly what he's telling you. I love it. I love it. Yes. So you go ahead and do that then. You got his approval and his permission. And he's definitely, I tell you, he's a good guy. He is a good guy. And so he's got your back. It's nice. Okay. Well, Lisa, I suppose I should stop talking to you. I'll be talking to you all night. Once I get going, I just can't stop. So thank you so much for calling. I very much enjoyed talking to you and your. And you have a good night.
And you do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Bye-bye. Yes, you just never know. I almost hung up on the wrong person, which would have been interesting. I wonder if I could have had two people on at once. That would have been interesting. So I've got 13 minutes. That's enough time for me to finish up my little thing and then take another caller. I know I can do it. So now I'm talking about the self-critical voice, how to get rid of it, because I want you to be able to get rid of it. I want you to have some practical strategies, something that shifts your mind, how to get it. Remember, first we have the awareness. We want to have the awareness of what the voice is telling you, what the belief is that that voice is trying to affirm. But remember, that voice is your friend. That voice is actually protecting you and trying to help you and make sure you don't get hurt and all of that. Now, within this awareness, you also have to become aware that you have the power to change this. That voice does not control you. You control the voice. If you allow it to control you, that's a different thing. You've made the choice. Okay, don't do it unconsciously. Okay, don't do that. Okay, be aware of it. Be aware that you deserve to have the life you want to have. You deserve to have everything you want. And it begins so many times with recognizing who you truly are. And within that also comes the recognizing that that voice is helping you learn who you truly are. It's helping you see, because we still get stuck in those habits. You know, I'm stupid, I can't do this, I can't do that. And we don't want to be stuck in these habits. So let it help you. Be aware of this. What you want to do, look at that belief. If it says you're stupid and you start thinking about yourself and you're not stupid, you know, you're not, then you say, thanks for helping me, you know, but I'm moving on now and I am not. So what you want to do is you want to also substitute. You've got to substitute. Replace the negative with a positive. You've got to plan it out, though. So if you notice you're always telling yourself you're stupid, whatever it is, you're not good enough. We'll just stick with that one because that's what they all boil down to. You're not good enough. You have to have another phrase to say. Sometimes people poo-poo affirmations, but affirmations do work because they focus your mind. They take you back into your conscious thinking. You're not letting the habitual negative thoughts come through. So you want to say something, I deserve to have everything I want, and I'm going to get it. I deserve to have the life of my dreams. I love myself. How important is that? Because if we are being nasty to ourselves, we're not really showing ourselves a whole lot of love, are we? So we need to be talking about that. You consciously choose a different thought pattern, and you're going to do it based on choosing love, who you are. You're going to do it that way, right? You're not going to say, well, you know, you'll never be able to do that because you're not good enough. You're not going to replace that with, yeah, you're really not good enough. You want to replace it with, you know what? Why don't you try to do that? I bet you can do that. Go ahead and do it. I'm going to take one small step and I'm going to get to it. Come up with something. The key to living your best life is knowing who you are. That is the key. And who you are is a spiritual being connected to everything else, and you will learn everything you need to learn from that voice in your head. Let that negative voice talk to you. It's your friend. You could name it. Naggy Nelly. How about that? Naggy Nelly is telling you you're not good enough. We'll say, Naggy Nelly, thank you so much for helping me. And I appreciate everything you're doing for me. And I appreciate how you're trying to protect me. But I'm going to choose to do this anyway. Thank you so much. In there, see what happens. You want to love yourself. You want to show yourself love. Okay, now I'll take another caller for a few minutes, and then I'll summarize, and then we will go on. So let's see. Well, who do I want to talk to? Who do I want to talk to? Oh, there's so many numbers. I don't even know what to do. I think I want to go to this one. The last four are 7559. 7559, is it working? Yes, it is. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
Good. And what's your name?
My name is Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. How are you tonight?
I've spoken
you
to
sound
you
a little low. Have you?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. You sound a little low energy today. Are you feeling okay?
Not really. I'm tired emotionally. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you feel very low energy to me today.
Yeah.
Do you have something particular you want to talk about, or do you want me to just go?
Yeah, my housing situation.
Your housing situation?
Yeah.
Huh. That's an interesting feel to me. You've got a lot of stuff going on with that, don't you?
Yes,
are
I
you
do.
Are you in temporary housing now?
Yeah, I'm in a hotel.
Okay, because it doesn't feel like a house, you know? It just feels very temporary to me. And it feels,
yes.
Boy, this has been going on a little bit too long, hasn't it?
Yes, and I'm tired, yes.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's kind of like you just, it's like you're in limbo. We're in limbo land on tonight's show, apparently. It's like you're in limbo. You don't know what's going to happen next. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's not for lack of you trying is what I'm being told, that you have been trying
right.
to find a different place, and it's just not working out. And it seems like every time you find some place, for whatever reason, it doesn't work.
Right.
Well, that's too bad. That's difficult, you know, and I know you
yeah.
can actually, I'm being told as well, you have made it look as wonderful as you can. You know, you've tried to make it as homey as possible, but it's not. It's just not working for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I want to see what I've got a man here. I should probably identify him, but I've got a guy who's coming in who wants to talk to you. He actually feels very fatherly to me. So I don't know if it's your father on the other side or someone like a father. I'm not going to spend actually too much time identifying him, which is not good, everybody who's watching, but I have limited time. So I'm just going to like skip right to the points. Because the points he's giving me are that you've been going through a lot of mental exhaustion. Okay. You want
yeah.
to, you're, it's almost like you want to give up trying to find another place. You know, it's not going to work anyway, thing going in your head based on past experiences that haven't worked. He tells me no. He says no. He says that it is going to work. It is going to work. I'm seeing you setting aside money. Do you have money that you're setting aside specifically for housing?
I'm trying to, yes.
Okay, because I've got a little pile here. I got a little pile here. I see you saving money, okay? I'm also
mm-hmm.
seeing someone helping you. You have somebody that is helping you try to find a place. It feels like
no.
I don't. Okay, then okay, then check into this.
Okay, well, maybe
like,
so. That just happened today. I reached out to somebody,
okay.
but he said he was going to do something. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Okay.
He said he was
going to. I have a feeling of somebody who's going to help you or is helping you, because I feel like there's somebody who's looking for you and looking for a place. I have to say what I'm feeling, and I don't know if this is going to be something you want or not, but I'm feeling you being in a room of somebody's house, okay, like renting a room. Is that an option that might be available?
No.
Because it doesn't feel like you're renting a room. There's three of you? Okay. It doesn't feel like renting a room in a hotel, okay? It feels like renting a room in a house, okay? So there may be something to this, that maybe there is a place where you would have part of it, okay, like a duplex or something like that, okay? Because it feels like it's in a house, not an apartment building, but a house, okay? And there's something to that. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, like I always say, predictions, you know, who knows? If I feel it, I tell you, you do with it what you want. But that's what I'm feeling right now. Okay. Are there also concerns about transportation?
Yes.
Places? Mm-hmm. Yes, because there is the feeling of that being a concern, that we have to be in the right place so we can get to transportation and to get where we need to go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. There is a house. I see a house, and I see people, like other people living in it too. So it must be like a duplex or something like that. So apartments within a house or something. That person who's helping you, they are, okay. They're helping you. They're keeping their eye open. I want somebody literally looking at a list and saying, we have these options. We have, these are the things we can do, and these are the things we can choose. Okay, so check and see if there's something around you, some kind of a, here where I live, they have something that's called Chautauqua Opportunities, which helps people find jobs, they help people find housing, they help people with all sorts of things. There may be something around there that might be able to help you, because I see a list of places that are available, okay? So check into
that.
Well,
this person I contacted today, he's talking about, he's looking for rent-to-own houses.
Okay.
That's what he's looking at.
Okay. That might make sense. Yeah, so keep checking on that and just keep going, because the spirit on the other side tells me it's going to work. You just have to keep going. Keep looking, be patient. He says you want to make sure you're in the right place, not just any place. Okay.
Right.
It has to be the right place, not any place. So you don't want to push it. You've got to let it happen as it's supposed to happen. You keep doing your action, of course. Never just sit around and do nothing. But you've got to keep doing the action and let it just work. I do feel it happening fairly soon, okay, within the next few months. Now, whether that's true or not, I do not know. But that's just what I'm feeling. So it seems to be happening soon. Okay. So just keep going, be patient, and know that the right place is going to come to you. The right place will come to you. Okay. That's important. Okay. That's important. The right place will come to you. You keep looking, you keep doing your action, but allow it to come. And it will come. It will come. And when you get it, I want you to send me a message and tell me so I can go.
I will.
And be happy for you, too. Okay. Well, Dorothy, I must let you go. I only have a couple minutes left. But thank you so much for calling. And good luck with everything. I will be sending you lots of love and positive energy.
Thank you.
Lots of it. You're welcome. Yes. It's so much fun and inspirational and everything to connect with people on my radio shows, to connect with people on the street. To connect with them everywhere, because people are going through stuff. And, you know, when I'm in a positive place, I can really help them and say, you know, it's okay. It's going to be okay. It'll work out. It'll work out. Because sometimes all you need to know is the hope, that you have the hope that it's going to work just the way it's supposed to. You just do what you have to do, but allow the other things to come in. Allow them to come in. And it really helps so much. So if you're just joining or not, I'm Colleen van der Zijden. This is Lily Dale Radio. You can find information about me at my website, psychicmediumcolleen.com, and I am updating it. So I'm still updating it. So if it changes while you're there, don't you worry. You didn't do anything. It's me messing with my website. So that's all changing. So you can go there and find out more about me, mediumship, coaching, healing, everything, all sorts of stuff. And lilydaleassembly.org, you can find out about the summer program, which is starting the end of June, goes all summer up until Labor Day. Beautiful things happening there. You can come up there all the time and connect with a medium, do whatever you want. It's awesome. It's a wonderful place to be. And this week, remember, pay attention to this voice that's inside of your head. Pay attention to what's in there. Pay attention and let it tell you what it needs to tell you. Let it show you what you need to know. Let it show you everything. You positive energy, and you can have the most awesome night ever. So thank you so much for listening and watching, Facebook people, and I will see you next week. I definitely will. We'll see how well I'm seeing you next week with my new eye thing going on. I don't know. I'll let you know, though. So you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you later. Bye. Bye, Goldie.